And you're back with the big issues on Blast 106 FM. And we're here with Stephen Agnew, recently elected leader of the Northern Ireland Green Party. Hi, Stephen, how are you?
Not too bad, Martin. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Well, do you just want to give us a brief background on yourself and how you became involved in politics?
Okay. I grew up originally in Dundonald in East Belfast. Sort of went to school in East Belfast, you know, by and large. Sort of spent my time around there and then went to Queen's University. Back in 1998, showing my age. But I studied, bizarrely, I was one of those strange person in that I got accepted in for accountancy, so I decided to do philosophy, much to the annoyance of most of my family. But I think there sort of began my kind of introduction to kind of challenging sort of conventional ideas and maybe, you know, trying to look at things from a different perspective. But I suppose, you know, around about my university time, I got more kind of political, but in ways that I wouldn't have considered politics, because politics in Northern Ireland was still very much unionism versus nationalism, the blame game, and kind of looking back over the troubles at that stage. So while I'd gotten into things like Amnesty International, I was a member of Ragged Queens, for better and for worse, you know, looking at issues of social justice that I didn't consider political until the Iraq War came around. And I was in a protest march against the Iraq War. I'd actually, at the time, I was working by this stage. And I just kind of felt I had to do something and was, you know, I would still say rightly outraged against the decisions of the government at the time. And I'd chosen myself to have my pay reduced below the level where I would be charged income tax. And I tried to live as sort of tax-free as possible by, you know, only spending money on food goods and things like that weren't valuable, as much as kind of possible to get by. But it felt kind of all, you know, token effort, I suppose, and I want to get involved in something bigger than just me. And I met John Barry, who was involved at the Green Party at the time. He was on the protest march waving a Green Party banner, and I sort of thought that sounds like something different. Got speaking to him, and the kind of ideas I've been formulating as a kind of young person, he is an academic, had formulated into books and a whole ideology, you know, well, not on his own, the Green Movement's international, but, you know, he could really kind of articulate it in ways that I couldn't, and I thought this is definitely the party for me.
As you're saying, there are issues like social justice that you picked up on. I mean, you're quite well known for those kind of issues rather than party political issues, which is probably the direction that everyone wants Northern Ireland to be going in. I mean, I believe there was one instance where, and I may be wrong here, but you slept rough for a night.
No, that's right. My first sort of full-time work, apart from, you know, a few kind of temporary jobs, was working with homeless people, including for 3 years with the Simon community. So this was not the winter just passed, but the year before. I was aware of a local fair trade cafe, actually, who were organising a sleep out. And it was through another meeting that I just sort of heard about this. And I said, look, having worked for the Simon community, I'd really like to get involved in this. So between us, we raised about £1,500 for the local Bangor Simon community. And what we didn't know when we all agreed to do it was that the date we'd chosen was going to be the coldest day of the year. And the temperatures got as low as -6. So I suppose compared to this winter, that was mild. But at the time, it seemed quite extreme temperatures. But, you know, it was one of those things where we kind of literally huddled together. People, well, they all worked together. I didn't know them very well, but it's that kind of thing when you're facing cold temperatures. And I suppose the point is, as well as raising money, you highlight that some people actually have to sleep like this most nights.
Yeah, definitely.